And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show on KVTA, News Talk 1520, bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is health and politics. Each of my guests will share his or her perspectives on one or the other of these topics. My next guest is a Democratic contender for the U.S. House of Representatives from the newly formed 26th Congressional District that includes much of Ventura County, excluding Simi Valley. We'll discuss his platform and his campaign. Albert Al Goldberg has lived in Ventura for 27 years and has been a California realtor for 22 of those years. Al's family has been traced back to serving with George Washington at Valley Forge. Al is an entrepreneur, and he started small businesses, including a film-related business and an environmental nonprofit named Greenhouse Recycling. Joining me in the studio, hi Al, how are you doing today?
It's a beautiful day, and I wore my best suit for everyone to see out there in Radio Land.
Sadly, no one can see it because it's on radio.
Oops.
Thank you for coming in. Appreciate it. And let's jump into your platform, because we're talking about this with all of the candidates. Clearly, the social issues are off the table. If the presidential primaries are any indication, the voters don't care about God, guns, gays, or abortion. What they're worried about, jobs and the economy. So that's where I want to start with you, if I can, please. If you were elected to Congress, talk to us about what you would do to bring more jobs to Ventura County and ease some of the unemployment.
Well, like I said before, what we have to do is stop the bleeding. Before we can make it better, we have to stop the loss of jobs across the nation and in Ventura County to outsourcing and to different countries dumping things in this country, like cars and TVs and just all the products from China, Germany, and Japan. So we need to stop the loss of jobs before we can create jobs. But we also need to do clean industry to Ventura County, things like the film industry. Many people commute from Ventura County to LA to the major studios, and also solar energy and wind energy in certain parts of the county, and manufacturing in a clean way. And biotech is an amazing thing that's helped the county. But also we need entrepreneurs to start business. To give you an example, a lot of small businesses were started in garages, like Mattel or Hewlett Packard, or even Kinko's up there. A guy started with a copy machine in a shop, or other little companies that become big. And because 90% of small businesses fail in 10 years. In the first 5 years, my advice is to create 10 businesses, and one or two will take off, not just do one, and if it doesn't work, give up, because the odds are against you if you do one. When I got to California in 81 with $48 in a convertible, I went ahead and I started a new business every 6 months until I had about over half a dozen businesses, DBAs, which you don't have to pay that $800 fee LLC cost, and I was doing really, really well. Now, Lee Iacocca, I want to inspire people opposed to my opponents who are professional politicians who are used to signing the backs of your government dollar fat paychecks and taxes and sticking it in their pockets. I'm used to signing the front of paychecks. I want to inspire people. Lee Iacocca wrote an autobiography where he said, there used to be leaders in this country that would inspire us to do better. Where have all those leaders gone? I've asked hundreds and hundreds of people to name me two. I started 10, got to 5, went to 2 because people can't even name one. One political leader, federal, state, or local, born after 1945, that's the trick, kids, born after 1945 that inspire you. I've been 20 to 30 years inspired and motivated in people in private business and small industry, and right now our nation has been weakened economically, our nation's been weakened spiritually, and our nation's been weakened morally, and I want to bring back old-fashioned American values,
right,
where my opponents just want to, you know, move on to their next political stepping stones and step over people, which
right,
isn't good.
Oops. Al, there's a lot of information in that last answer. Let's dissect it for just a minute. You say the first step is to stopping the job loss. How do we do that? I mean, it's easy to say. How do we stop the job loss going to China, going to Germany? How do we stop importing these wonderful cheap goods that we get from each of those countries?
Simple. There's two ways to do it. We either have to play their dirty game, which I don't like to because I like to keep it clean, where in Japan and Germany, the government sponsors and gives money to support a form of socialism, the car industry, or in China, where it's basically government and industry being communist, what did they call them in the 50s? Them commies? No, I'm just kidding. Them communist governments that basically support the manufacturer to dump products here. So just as an example, in the car industry, you can buy a Volkswagen or a Toyota or a Honda, no money down. Can't really do that very well with a Chevy or a Ford. So what they need to do is the government needs to have a competitive program to finance it, to keep the manufacturing jobs here, to grow and increase the production of products so that we can increase and create more jobs. But the way we're going, we're going to lose more jobs. And we won't be able to create new ones until we stop the bleeding of the loss.
But Al, let's take a look at the auto industry since you brought that out in particular. Right now, GM doesn't stand for General Motors anymore. It stands for Government Motors. Chrysler was also bailed out. Two of our big three automobile manufacturers were bailed out by the government. And even though the government says that we've been fully repaid, that's not entirely true statement on the investment that we, the taxpayers, have made in those organizations. So in many ways, Government Motors and Chrysler are both also run by our state government. Talk to me in specifics, though. How do we stop that? Because we need, if you to implement your solution, if you were elected to Congress, how would you stop the job loss going to China, going to Vietnam, going to Japan?
Well, first I want to address a good point you raised about the government and how they're saying one thing, but it's not so. I mean, even, you know, people say, well, Social Security isn't broke and Medicare isn't broke. And also Social Security, Medicare, and the other post offices isn't broke. They've got monies on the books, but they're doing creative hoodoo voodoo financing where they're robbing Paul to pay Peter. What we need to do, first of all, is we need to get a whole new set of government officials across the country, average Joes and Jills like me, to replace these professional politicians that tell you one thing when it's the exact opposite. Like, for instance, hey, education's doing great. Julia Brownlee's the assembly education chief. Well, gosh, we're 47th in the state in California in science. Or, you know, hey, I'm a Republican. Now I'm a Democrat. Now I'm independent, like Linda Parks. You know, they'll tell you anything to get a vote, whether it's so or not. I mean, the first thing is there's a bankruptcy of truth and loyalty and the true story in government. So we need to start, and that's one of the reasons I'm running, not only to inspire people, but it'd be great to start a national revolt against these professional stinking untruthful politicians and replace them. Because if we continue in the next 20 years with these politicians that do nothing but to say whatever they want, to do whatever they want, just to fool you to get their vote, we will be in worse mess than we've been in the last 20 years. It's like the Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey, who saw it? Beat the new boss, same as the old boss.
All right.
We won't be fooled again.
Well, let me stop you right there. My guest is Al Goldberg. He's a candidate for the 26th Congressional District, the U.S. House of Representatives. And Al, I think most Americans would find politics revolting right now. There's no question. But I want to have you zero back in on jobs and the economy, if we can, for just one moment, and focus in on that. So stopping the job loss is step one. Creating new, clean jobs, such as the film industry, in which you are a participant. How would you attract more of these clean jobs to Ventura County? What sorts of jobs would you attract?
Well, what we need to do is, I can't do it alone. Everyone out there in radio land within reach of my voice, if you can't start a business on your own because you're not that much of an energetic, forceful, driveful person, get your family members, your cousin, your dad, or your friends. It doesn't have to be one company owned by one person. If five people created a company, the cost would be shared, the work would be shared, the stress would be shared, and then it could happen. And then if the company's successful, it could take off. If five or ten people got together, to give you an example, one of my relatives, Sonnenborn, went to the insurance companies and got Ray Kroc the money to buy the first McDonald's and came up with the idea that made them the largest real estate company in the world, the franchise non-refundable deposit fee, which made them the largest real estate company in the world. He worked for a year for free. The secretary worked for a year for free for 10% of the business and 5% of the business. If five or ten people got together and shared the cost, and they worked for free for 6 months or a year, and they started a company every year or every 6 months, at the end of 5 years, if they had five three or five or seven companies, one or two of them should take off and they would create jobs and employ people. But the first step isn't with me telling you, you have to do this, because I can preach all you want all day long of what to do. The first step is with the people out there listening within the sound of my voice in Radio Land, to go out there and take action and go and tomorrow get a DBA and start a company. I can't do it alone. I need other people to pitch in.
All right, but let me stop you right there, because entrepreneurism is the backbone of America. Small business is hiring more than large business. We all know that. Those are kind of givens in this environment. The challenge is, for these people that you want to start businesses, is access to capital. Banks are not lending. And the reason that banks are not lending is because uncertainty from the federal government, uncertainty over taxes, whether the employee tax credit is going to be extended or not, concerns about Obamacare, also a concern that people are struggling with. How will you clear the way so that the banks can start lending, so that entrepreneurs can feel excited about starting businesses?
Well, the banks are a real headache, and here's the problem with the banks. There were five investment banks, and all of them but four went down in the crash. Now there's five major national banks. What we need, and this is something that I've played with in the past, my dad always told me would be a great thing to do, is that people need to start small independent banks. I used to do business with the Ojai Valley Bank. They were the first, when I ran in 2000 and got 20% of the Democratic vote, they were the people that handled my thing, but they got bought and bought by another bank. People need to start small banks that will lend to the local person and cut through the red tape, because if we put all of our stuff into a few banks, it's able to crash and we're in trouble.
Al, let me stop you right there. If you want to start a small bank, that involves nothing but red tape. You have to get a federal bank charter. You have to comply with all sorts of capital requirements. Nothing but red tape to start a bank.
Well, yes, to start a bank on a federal level, but there are state charters, and it's a lot cheaper, and for just pennies on the dollar, you can also start a credit union for very much less red tape. So if that's the route you would take to start a credit union instead of starting a bank, you could go there too if, you know, you didn't do it. If didn't want to deal with all, you know, but a federal chartered bank is ridiculous. We're talking about small local banks that will lend to the little guy that, you know, to give you an example, to create jobs. I mean, there's a wealth of information in the seniors that isn't being used by the youth. I mean, there are seniors that are plumbing contractors. There are seniors that know technology. There are seniors like, no, and they're retired and they're comfortable, or they could use to work and make a little money, and they'd volunteer and give their time to help create a business. And if, you know, 5 or 10 people got together with one of these seniors leading them, it would be a great opportunity to create something that might take off, like a McDonald's or a Mattel or a Hewlett Packard or a Kinko's.
All right. My guest has been Al Goldberg. He is the Democratic candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives from the newly formed 26th Congressional District. And remember, if you missed all or part of my interview with Al, you can find it up on my website, which is brainstorminonline.com. That's where I keep all of the recordings of all of the interviews that I do with my guests. That's brainstormin, S-T-O-R-M-I-N, online.com. Al, thank you so much for coming in and being my special guest. And I'll be back with my next guest after these words from my sponsors.